Libby Seegers and her husband, Steve Spencer, returned to Whitefield, Maine recently with stories of firsthand encounters with nature, including a 250-pound black bear swimming by in a North Carolina lake.
I saw this big log, and then I looked and I giggled because the log had something that looked like Mickey Mouse ears. He turned his head, and it was an enormous black bear swimming.
Never in my life have I seen a bear swimming like that or gotten to watch one.
Along their nine-month, 6,900-mile journey, there were repairs to their 24-foot boat Laughing Gull, fog, reckless boaters, and this.
I had open-heart surgery in Charleston, South Carolina. Had some very minor pain, turned out to need more attention, but they did a five-way bypass, and we just had the good luck to wash ashore at a world-class hospital.
Yeah. <laughs> So,
it was just kind of amazing.
A few weeks later, the couple was using a new boating app to follow the Captain John Smith Chesapeake National Historic Trail up the Rappahannock River. Eagle watching from the water at Fones Cliffs, they met up with some old friends, including Chesapeake Bay Foundation senior naturalist John Page Williams, who wrote a book on the trail, and Joel Dunn of the Chesapeake Conservancy, who's been helping to design the trail.
This guy right here inspired me to go kayaking on the Main Island Trail. You know, we actually got a lesson from the Main Island Trail folks about what our water trail in the Chesapeake might look like.
Dunn tapped into Spencer's expertise from his work on water trails with the Maine Bureau of Parks and Lands to develop a boater's guide to the Smith Trail.
We want to be like the Appalachian Trail on water. That's our dream.
Part of getting that is public access. Dunn says 98% of the shoreline of the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries are privately owned.
If you don't provide people an opportunity to park their cars, launch their boats, even to walk along the shores of the rivers and the Chesapeake and the John Smith Trail, then our public's not going to get to know the Chesapeake and love the Chesapeake, maybe even commit their career to it.
If you were here today, Captain Smith might not recognize the shores of most of the waters he once navigated. Even Fones Cliffs, which has remained very much the same during the past centuries, is slated for development. Most people don't know about the trail. CBF's Williams recalled 9 years ago when the trail first became official.
People kept asking, the John Smith Water Trail, is it open yet? Well, actually, yeah, it's been open since 1608. Yeah.
You can find the Chesapeake Conservancy Boaters app and other trip planners on the web. From the Rappahannock River, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.